with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Area emergency managers have been focused on COVID-19, but recent warm, dry, and windy days raise additional concerns. Officials are planning for how to keep firefighters and the public safe in the event of a major wildfire. Aspen Journalism's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has been reporting on this. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Molly.
So how has COVID-19 changed the approach to wildfire season?
Well, land managers, including the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and local governments, all implemented fire restrictions in April. And it was not because of fire danger, as is usually the case, but rather to limit any hazards to firefighters and first responders. If even one firefighter has COVID-19, the disease could spread quite quickly among crews, as Valerie McDonald, who's Pitkin County's emergency manager, put it, our bench isn't that deep. And just like everyone else, firefighters are changing certain elements of their work environment to try to limit the spread of the disease. They're having virtual meetings or practicing social distancing. But there are times when that's not feasible for wildland firefighters.
What's unique about wildland firefighting that makes this challenging?
The nature of the job is high pressure. It's a dynamic environment with a lot of inherent hazards, and firefighters sometimes have to be close together. Beyond that, the agency that fights wildfires in our area, it's called the Upper Colorado River Interagency Fire Unit, hires about 100 seasonal firefighters each year, and housing them presents another challenge. I spoke with a unit manager, Lathan Johnson, who explained that many of these seasonal workers can't afford to pay free market rent in the mountain communities where they're working, so they depend on bunkhouses where firefighters are living in tight quarters. These firefighters work for the Forest Service and the BLM, and so they might also be deployed to fires across the country as they're needed. There's a national dispatching system in which resources, including people, are moved to where they're needed most, wherever the biggest, most dangerous fires are happening. So that means traveling and setting up camps and increased risk. Johnson said he's reading a lot of reports on a website called Wildland Fire Lessons Learned about how other crews are responding to coronavirus concerns across the country. And like so much in this time, best practices and protocols are still being developed and evolving.
Okay, and what about the public side of this? How are emergency managers planning for public safety if there is a wildfire in our community?
Well, typically, if a wildfire threatens homes, residents are evacuated to shelters that are set up by the American Red Cross. During the Lake Christine fire, for example, the Red Cross set up an evacuation center at Basalt High School. But representatives with the Red Cross say their typical go-to shelters, like gyms or cafeterias, are not an option in the COVID era. Instead, volunteers are reaching out to local hotels, and right now there's availability in hotels. Everyone I spoke with was also very clear that the public should be planning, too. So you should know evacuation routes, have essential items ready to go. And if you're stuck at home with extra time, it's a good idea to do some wildfire mitigation close to your home. That might mean clearing brush and anything flammable away from your home to mitigate the fire danger.
All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, editor of Aspen Journalism's Environment Desk. Aspen Journalism is a local nonprofit and investigative news organization that collaborates with Aspen Public Radio and the Aspen Times on coverage of environmental issues. For more, go to aspenjournalism.org.